Ladies and gentlemen, I am back from the warm, beautiful Carolina coast. Back from South Carolina, back in the good old Studio 17 today. I apologize if my voice sounds a little different. I've been a bit nasally the past few days. I think I've got allergies that are just kind of acting up right now. So if I sound a bit different, I do apologize. Please bear with me for this episode and hope all will be well come the next episode. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get the show started. All right, we just had the full solar eclipse roll through on Monday. How was it for you? I said two episodes ago, everything I thought was going to happen, everything that I predicted would happen with the eclipse came to pass. Every single detail. And what did I predict? Absolutely nothing. You were just going to have a nice celestial event and then everything would be normal. And that is precisely what happened. Even though we had talk of the rapture happening and UFOs and things falling from the sky and utter chaos and calamity. And you even had the good folk over at CERN fire up the Large Hadron Collider, because I think they were trying to do everything they could to summon their demons from over there in Geneva. If you're not familiar with CERN, look it up. It is a 17-mile circumference Large Hadron Collider where they smash particles. They're looking for dark matter. They're doing some weird things over there in CERN. But they fired that up yesterday. I guess they were just trying to do everything within their waning power to try to summon their demonic forces during the solar eclipse on Monday. And absolutely nothing transpired. But it was pretty neat. It was kind of, we had a lot of cloud coverage here. We were not in the totality spectrum with my location. We only got about 96% coverage, and it was overcast anyway. And honestly, if I had been in the path of totality and I had missed it because of the cloud coverage, I probably would have been pretty upset. But we caught a few glimpses of it here and there, so it was neat, and now we can move on to the next thing. Of course, what will the next current thing be? We've now got dun-dun-dun, H5N1 bird flu. We have a case of it in Texas. A case. Of course, the CDC has stated that the virus strain identified in the Texan farm worker is not readily transmissible between humans and therefore not a pandemic threat. But it's a significant development nonetheless. So if it's not easily transmissible, if it's not a pandemic, why are we worried? Well, scientists have feared avian influenza may cause a pandemic since about 2005. Avian flu viruses don't easily spread in humans, but if an avian virus mutates to spread in humans, it can then cause a pandemic. So we're worried about the mutation factor. Now, how would that mutate? Kind of sounds a little bit like gain of function. You know that whole thing that NIH funded that... never mind. I don't want to get off topic there. So are they going to go with this or will it be something else? Will this be the ultimate thing that necessitates the mail-in ballots for the 2024 election? Or will they have to choose something else? Time will tell. All right, I want to apologize for having omitted this segment for the last couple of episodes. So let's go ahead and proceed with this week's Gaslighting of the Week. For this week's Gaslighting of the Week, we've got a two-part to the segment this week. First, leading off is a soundbite of The View co-host Sunny Hostin, where she is claiming that the eclipse, as well as the cicadas — you'll find out what a cicada is here. If you don't know what that is, don't worry, you're in good company. But she's saying that the cicadas and talks of the rapture and the solar eclipse are being caused by climate change. Here is The View co-host. Now, I do need to preface this with, this is so out there, her commentary is so out there, that she even has to be called out and corrected by Whoopi Goldberg. Even Whoopi can't let this slide because it's so insane. But here you have The View co-host, Sunny Hostin.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in
cicada.
No,
100 years.
No.
Two different.
No.
Well, this is what I read.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
I will say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or something
going
is returning.
So there you have that. The solar eclipse, the cicadas, the talks of the rapture, all of that is caused by climate change. And now for the second part of this week's Gaslighting of the Week. This segment comes from a podcast, and I have been trying to figure out who this person is. This is a black female actress, and she is describing what is going to happen and what Trump will do once he is back in office. Now, I want to preface this with, I considered taking out the profanity that this woman uses, that I was just going to bleep it out. But I decided, in order to have its full effect resonate, you really need to hear it. It's in its entirety, and that also includes the choice words that she uses for her description here. So I will preface, this does have some profanity in it, but I decided in the end that it ultimately brings about... I'm just going to let you hear it in its raw format. So here you go. This is a podcast segment of a black female actress describing what will happen and what Trump is going to do once he is back in the White House. And I'm going to stop the circus tent music for the time being, just so that you have this full segment in its pure, raw, beautiful format. And I'll start it back up at the conclusion.
If that man gets in, as soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces and say, now, I'm the king of the fucking world. You will bow down, bitches. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this shit. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like. That mania is unstoppable. See, this motherfucker's Hitler. He didn't come to play.
So, yeah, there you have it. Trump is going to declare himself to be king. He is going to have all bow before him. He will punish all of the people who did not vote for him nor support him. And, yeah, I'm really at a loss for this one. When I hear this, and it's a bit ironic to me that she is claiming mental illness on this one. Gosh, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black. I don't really know what to add to that, except that there are people out there who truly believe and ascribe to this kind of thinking. They truly feel that Trump is going to declare himself to be the potentate of all the land, that he is going to wear a crown, and that he will be the final authority, and all people will be his subjects. The irony that they're saying that he's going to do away with the Constitution. It really is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out who this woman is. I have not been able to identify her. If you happen to know, please let me know. Yeah. Anyway. There you have it. This week's Gaslighting of the Week. Just in from the New York Post. Got it linked in the podcast description. Cancer rates rising in young people due to, quote, accelerated aging, according to highly troubling new study. Accelerated aging, when someone's biological age is greater than their chronological age, could increase the risk of cancer tumors. That's according to new research presented this week at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting in San Diego, California. Quote, the realization that cancer and now aging are becoming significant issues for younger demographics over the past decades was unexpected, end quote. In the study, diagnoses in patients younger than 55 years old were considered early onset cancers. Like I said, I've got that linked in the podcast description. If you know, you know. Now, this is an interesting segment that I just located, actually, earlier today. The following segment is some undercover work that was done, it looks like, by Sound Investigations. This is from their Twitter/X account. I've got it linked in the description. And this is undercover work where a contracting officer for the CIA named Gavin O'Blennis was discussing how they can effectively put anyone in jail. We can set anybody up. They call it a nudge. And this is what was done with Alex Jones and how they were able to slap a $1 billion lawsuit on him and how there were 20 some odd undercover FBI agents on January 6th at the Capitol. But here you go. This is the segment with Gavin O'Blennis, contracting officer for the Central Intelligence Agency.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge.
Mm.
Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little, just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away. Chopped his legs off.
Really interesting. We've got Fauci trending on Twitter X right now. Anthony Fauci is trending, and Elon Musk has replied that his pronouns are prosecute/Fauci. My, my, my. This is interesting to say the least. Prosecute Fauci, I'd say at minimum. At minimum, and to be expanded upon, as far as I'm concerned. Anthony Fauci, yes, he needs to be rotting for the rest of his days, however long God decides to permit him to continue. Travis in Flint writes the following. In new documents obtained by Senator Rand Paul, the entire COVID Wuhan story is exposed. A group called Diffuse went to several government agencies to receive funding to engineer a virus in Wuhan similar to COVID, and Fauci's lab in Montana was listed as a partner. This happened in 2018 before COVID was released. 15 different federal agencies knew about this, and not a single one of them have come forward and exposed this. Senator Paul has had to fight for years to get these documents released. Why was a group working on a coronavirus in 2018? How did an almost identical virus just happen to leak from Wuhan? Why did Fauci hide this information? And why was he using government funding to pay for this? Did the United States government release a virus onto its own citizens and globally just to win an election and gain more power? Not saying that's what happened, but it is food for thought. All right, let's go ahead and kick off this week's current Trump thing. All right, for this week's current Trump thing, we're going kind of a blast from the past here. Appeals judge denies Trump's request to delay start of hush money trial so he can challenge the gag order. So we're going all the way back to the Stormy Daniels thing here. My goodness, motions are due on Monday, the day the jury selection is scheduled to start. The panel of judges will rule on whether to stay the trial after they receive briefs that day, which means, in theory, the trial could be paused after it starts, though that possibility appears remote. The panel will decide about the gag order itself after April 29th, when submissions are due. It's the first of four potential criminal trials Trump faces, although it could be the only one that occurs before the 2024 election. I never cease to be amazed. It's just one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. I've got it linked in the podcast description. There you have it, this week's current Trump thing. All right, so that's going to do it for episode 27 of Clown World Matrix. My name is Gabriel, and I thank you for tuning in this week. Got a new way you can reach out to me directly. Email me at clownworldmatrix@gmail.com. You can also find that linked in the podcast description. I've got this new thing I'm going to try out here. If you pass along Clown World Matrix to two or more people that you know, I want you to let me know. I'm going to give you a shout out in a subsequent episode because, as I stated, that's the only way this podcast is going to grow. Mark Zuckerberg do not like it. The deep state does not like it. They're going to suppress podcasts such as this at all means necessary, because they do not want anybody tuning in. They don't want people to go and think on their own. That is a dangerous thing. Just read 1984, like I said. They do not want us proles to be thinking on our own. So do let me know. Reach out, clownworldmatrix@gmail.com, and let me know if you have passed along Clown World Matrix to two or more people, because I want to give a shout out and a thank you directly to you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your platform of choice. And also, please feel free to leave a positive review wherever you happen to listen to Clown World Matrix. Once again, my name is Gabriel. I thank you for tuning in this week, and I will see you back here next time. Take care.